Hey, everybody, I'm Dan Bespris, the host of Fantasy NBA Today, HoopBall's flagship full-season fantasy podcast. We cover every piece of news, every mock draft, every rank list, pickups, drops, buy lows, sell highs, and every sleeper candidate all year long, Monday through Friday. Come check us out. We're Fantasy NBA Today, and you can follow me on Twitter for updates at Dan Bespris, D-A-N-B-E-S-B-R-I-S. We'll talk to you soon.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers, welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. Yes, it is Wednesday. Happy hump day to everybody, September 2nd, 2020. I am Ira Silver. I'm joined alongside with this episode with Mr. Ramblin' Russ. Ramblin', what's going on, my man? How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. And I've heard of hump day Wednesday hump day. But my favorite I've heard recently, Wicked Wednesday. Wicked, I like the word Wednesday. Wicked must, Wednesday, but yeah.
Well, I like to call it hump day. It reminds me of the Geico commercial with the camel with the humps when he's walking through the office. And Mike, guess what day it is? It's one of my favorite commercials of all time. So we'll go with that. We'll go with hump day, Wicked Wednesday. Maybe we'll postpone Wicked Wednesday. And for
you mentioned one of my competitors, Ira. I don't know. You mentioned one of my competitors just now, but we won't go there.
Great commercial regardless. Anyways, before we jump into some picks, want to let everyone know this episode of this podcast brought to you by Manscaped.com. They got the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, and their water-resistant technology allows you to groom in the shower because, hey, where else are we going to do it? Go to Manscaped.com, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20. At Manscaped.com, get 20% off and free shipping. I love mine, and you should too. Go ahead and get one now. Ramblin', we got some interesting stuff to talk about today. We got some baseball, some basketball. We got one hockey game to talk about. Let's kick us off here with some NBA. We got the Miami Heat against the Milwaukee Bucks. Miami is +5.5, -115, over under 221, shaded to both sides of -110. Miami to win this game outright is +185, Milwaukee -225. Any thoughts for you here after Miami comes with the first game victory in this series?
Well, the touts are all over, you know, Milwaukee. I mean, because they lost the game one, and they're never good on game ones historically. But I don't think Miami, Ira, is getting the respect that they deserve. I think this Spoelstra guy is one of the top coaches in the NBA, much like the Celtics coach is. And I think Miami, who's won five straight, is a large underdog. I would go huge +5.5. If they lose, it'll be a close game. Huge +5.5. And then I would even put money on the money line +185. You're getting good value there. So, again, I really do like the Miami Heat tonight. That would be my first play for you.
Yeah, I like the Miami Heat, not to cover this, but potentially in-game wagering. If Milwaukee can somehow go up by 10, 12 points, maybe 15, I'd look to bet the Miami Heat live at maybe +11.5, +10.5, something like that. I feel like at that point you're just cashing and printing money. Like last night, I took the Utah Jazz +6.5, 7.5, 11.5, 10.5, 12.5. I even took them to win the game at 5.25 to 1, and that almost cashed as well. So definitely had a good night betting that basketball game last night. Anyways,
when you could go live like you do, Ira, that those are really highly intelligent bets. I think your philosophy on certain things to wait till the game starts, feel it out, and then pop something, that's a great, great philosophy. And I applaud you for bringing it up today because a lot of people don't realize that. It's like the team that's down 20 at the half who's favorite to win, and then you get in a +6 in the game, and they come back, and they either win or they lose by a close margin. It's the same, especially in the National Basketball Association.
It's a game filled with huge runs, and I love to bet NBA live. Second game on the board, we got an interesting one. We got a game 7, Oklahoma City Thunder taking on the Houston Rockets. Rockets 5-point favorites, over under 217 here. Russ, I like the Thunder to win this game here, but I think I'm going to wait till in game when I can get a better number. I do like the Thunder today. I do kind of like the +5, but I feel like I think Oklahoma's going to win the game. So I do like the +5, but I think I can get a better number in game. But any thoughts for you? Any leans? Any thoughts here for this game, Game 7?
You know, I'm right with you. I'm right with you, sir. Both games today. Oklahoma is a good basketball team. I'm not a big Houston guy. I never have been. I'm not a big D'Antoni fan either. I know coaching's not as important in the NBA. It's a players' league versus the college game, which is all coaches. And by the way, rest in peace, Coach Lute Olson. And my man, Big John Thompson, may he rest in peace. He passed away. Not only was he a wonderful head coach and a great coach in his day, he was also a really good announcer and had a very distinguished voice, Coach Thompson. So our condolences to John Thompson, his family, and obviously Lute Olson. In addition, Clifford Robinson in the last week from UConn, 53 years old, passed away. He was an NBA All-Star for many years. He was one of the greatest players to come out of UConn. One of the first greatest players ever to come out of the University of Connecticut, and our condolences to Clifford Robinson as well. So a rough last few weeks for some big names in the basketball world. But
yeah, absolutely. Hopefully they rest in peace and prayers and thoughts to their family. But yeah, I know this Oklahoma, going back to the Game 7 here, Oklahoma City, they've really changed my opinion here on this series. They've been playing feisty basketball, and you know, for when I thought the Houston Rockets were just going to run away with it, they've really battled back, and I've kind of changed my opinion here watching the last couple games here, and I'm going to lean Oklahoma City. I really like them here to win this game and advance and play the Lakers in the next round. Anyways, we got a hockey match to talk about, and we all know I'm all about hockey. We got the Avalanche -115 against the Dallas Stars -105. Over or under 6 goals, shaded the over -125. I really love the Dallas Stars to close out this series tonight. Lock it in -105. It's just as simple as that. Bye-bye, Avalanche.
So we've talked about 3 games so far, the 2 NBA games and now this hockey game. And Ira, I agree with you. We're on all 3 sides together. That's scary for the people that like us too, but you know that will go with us. But I do like Dallas as well tonight in that
game. Even when the Avalanche had a big game last game, it seemed like the Dallas Stars had many opportunities to come back and win that one. So I like the Stars tonight. Let's move on to the Major League Baseball League. We got the Giants taking on the Rockies in a barn burner last night. The Giants just crushing the Rockies. They must have had 150 total runs in that game. I don't know. I lost count after the 6th inning. We got the Giants +110, Rockies -130, laying on the mound as Freeland for the Rockies, the lefty, against Logan Webb, the righty for the Giants. Over under 11.5 in this one. Any thoughts for you here?
I do, Ira. I know momentum is the next day starting pitching, but the Giants are a team that I've been on all year. As you know, I've liked the Giants. And I'll tell you, you know, the great Warner Wolf used to say on CBS 2 News in New York when he was a sportscaster, if you had the Rockies and 17.5 runs, you lose. So the Giants smoked them 23-5. They missed an extra point. But yeah. I love the Giants again tonight, and that would be my pick in that game.
Another interesting battle here against the St. Louis Cardinals against the Cincinnati Reds. Reds -150, rolling out Tyler Mahle on the mound. And Johan Oviedo for the Cardinals. Cardinals +125, Reds -150, over under 10 runs. Shaded to the over, -115. Russ, give us some rambles here on this one. What do you think?
The Cardinals tonight, baby. The Cardinals. I like the Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals. They got a little better pitching going tonight. And another team that really, you know, I think at the end of the day might be heard from come playoff time in the Major League Baseball. Whereas the Reds are, you know, I like the Cardinals tonight.
Yeah, I haven't really been impressed with the Reds too much. I do like Mahle on the mound for them, but I'm going to have to go with the Cardinals and their bats here. I'm going to go +125 with the Cardinals. Next game on the board, we got the Marlins and Sanchez on the mound against the Blue Jays and Ryu, the lefty. It's -110 to both sides. You got to think that with Ryu on the mound, you should go with a first 5 Toronto Blue Jays here. But anything could happen. Do you have any thoughts for this one, Russ?
I do, Ira. I do. I kind of like the under in the game. I like the under. I think you got two good pitchers, and I kind of like the under.
Yeah, 7.5 is a tough one here. So over 7.5 even money, under 7.5 minus 120. You know, this is just a total I'm going to stay away from here, but you got to like the Blue Jays' first five in this one. I think that's kind of the spot here. And we got your Chicago Cubbies and Kyle Hendricks on the mound against the Pittsburgh Pirates and Joe Musgrove. The Pirates are plus 160s. Cubbies are $2 favorites. Over under 9, minus 120. The over, even money to the under. Any thoughts here for you here with your Chicago Cubbies?
Ira, if I'm betting the Cubs tonight, I'm betting them minus a run and a half. What's the run line? Minus 1.5 runs.
Run line is minus 1.5, minus 125.
There's your play on that game. Cubs minus 1.5 run.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Cubs should win the game.
You would think so. They had a tough time closing it out last night, but you would think that the Cubs should be able to win this game. I do like the Pirates overall, though. They can put up some runs and be a little feisty at times. And another one of your teams, and it's the New York Mets, and Waka on the mound for the Mets against the Baltimore Orioles and John Means, the lefty. Means and the Baltimore Orioles, the Birds, are plus 125. The Mets minus 150, over under 10 runs, shaded to the over, minus 110 here. Any thoughts for you here with your New York Metropolitans?
They are an embarrassment, the Mets. They are just unbelievably bad. They blow 7-2 leads in the ninth to their crosstown rival, the Yankees, a week back. They lose games they should never lose. They're a mess. The catcher's lobbing the ball back to the pitcher. The third guy from third steals home on the throwback to the pitcher. It's a Little League play that the Marlins used last week on the Mets catcher. The Mets are really a bad team, and I would never lay wood on them again. The only pitcher I would bet on with the Mets is when DeGrom pitches, but that's it. Take the other team in this game. Take the Orioles plus.
Plus 125. I kind of like the Orioles plus 125 myself. But, yeah, no real opinion on the game. And then we got Charlie Morton and the Tampa Bay Rays taking on the New York Yankees and Jordan Montgomery, the lefty. The Yankees minus 130. The Rays plus 110 here. I know you like the Yankees a little bit. Are you still riding them here against the Rays, or are you going the opposite?
Well, the Rays lost last night. And when you look at this game here, and by the way, somebody knew something because that line moved about 60 points for the Yankees last night. As you know, I'm not a big Charlie Morton guy, and I think there'll be a lot of runs scored in this game tonight. So I'd go over Yankees Rays. I'd go over. That would
over
be
9 runs, even money. You heard it here first. Yes, Russ, have you given out a lock of the night yet?
I have not given you my locks because there's a few games I really do like. I'll give you one in each sport. Obviously, the NBA and the and MLB. I'll give you one in basketball and baseball before we close out. And I'll also give you an over-under lock for NFL total wins for the season. One game.
Let's hear it. What are your locks?
Oh, here you go.
Throw it at the listeners.
Here you go. So the NBA, I would take Miami plus 5.5. I think that's a strong bet. They have 5 wins in a row in the bubble. That's a well-coached team. They're going to be prepared. You know they're going to fight till the end. Plus 5.5 is game number one. In the Major League Baseball tonight, the lock of the night, and again, I don't like using heavy chalk, but I will go with the Cubbies, but I'll take them on the run line. -1.5 runs, -125. So that's game number two. And then for your total lock of the year, NFL total for previewing the NFL season, there's a total out there. I had gotten 10.5. I understand it's down to 9.5 now, but when I bet it, it was at 10.5. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they let up 28 points per game last year. Their defense has not gotten any better. Tom Brady's arm is tired. It's sore. They think bringing Brady in is the savior with Gronk. These guys are washed up. I'm not sold on Tampa Bay. They're in a tough division. They're not a good. They're just not going to win those games that people think they are because they brought Tom Brady in. He's not a savior, and their defense is still porous. They might win 7-8 games this year if they improve on last year's record, but you know maybe even 9 games. So even if it's 9.5 under win totals for Tampa Bay Buccaneers is your NFL future play of the day under the 9.5 or 10.5 wins. I got him at 10.5 -130 earlier, about a month ago. So Tampa Bay under is my play. And just a quick bonus, Giants. I am a Giants fan, Ira. I am biased, but I do think this new coach has brought a new life into this franchise. In following this franchise, the Giants at 6 wins or 6.5 wins over, I think will score for you. I think no, they'll go no worse than 8-8, and they might even threaten the Cowboys a little bit, believe it or not. McCarthy's a little bit overrated. If you look at his record the last 4 years, he won't make that big a difference for Dallas.
McCarthy is the most ridiculous, overrated coach, in my opinion. He is just horrible. What a horrible coach.
Well, he won a Super Bowl. I wouldn't go that far. But Giant fans are misguided with this head coach. I think a lot of them, because Gettleman picked him and ownership picked him, I think they're a little weary because their last two selections were Bob McAdoo and Pat Shurmur, who's coaching Denver, by the way. And that's another team I'd go under with because I don't think Denver has any good coaching. I think they're going to go under. But anyway, back to the Giants for a minute. They could – people think their schedule's tough. They got Pittsburgh, Chicago, week one and week two. This guy only has one chance to make a first impression. If the Giants beat Pittsburgh week one and beat Chicago week two, my 6.5 over looks really, really good. And you've heard it here first. One of my locks in the NFL the first week will be the Giants +4 on Monday Night Football. You heard it here first. The Giants +4. He's handled the COVID situation very well. He has prepared his team. The players really like this guy. And in following him, he is Bill Parcells light. He's not even Bill Belichick light. He's Bill Parcells light. And Parcells knows how to motivate players. Don't get me wrong, Belichick's a genius. But this particular team needed certain things. And I think he's given it to them in preseason. So that's my insider information on the football Giants this year, Ira.
I love it. I love it. A couple other games I want to talk about. We don't have to run through all the baseball games. There's so many, but a couple other games just want to mention here, which I think are interesting. You know, we got the Padres and Lamet against Theron and the Angels. Padres $2 favorite. Angels +180 and the over under 9 runs here in this one, -115 shade of the over. Any thoughts for you here on the West Coast battle between the Los Angeles Angels and the San Diego Padres?
You look at these games and you think, okay, San Diego's 22-15 this year, and the Angels are 12-24. I don't know how you put money on the team that stinks.
The Angels can hit the ball. They definitely have a decent, very pretty solid lineup.
My advice to people, when you have a road team and they're a heavy favorite and you're going to bet them, instead of laying the 220 or 230, lay the 1.5 runs and hope you get a 2-run victory. I like the Padres today.
And then we got another interesting battle here, and that's the Chicago White Sox against Minnesota Twins. Twins -160, White Sox +130, rolling out Reynaldo Lopez, Berrios on the mound for the Twins, and the over-under 9.5, shaded to the under -115. Any thoughts here for you?
That's a great game right there. Good matchup, two good teams. I think I would take the Minnesota Twins in this one, the home team. Not a heavy favorite. I would go with Minnesota at home tonight.
I like riding the White Sox, so I'll probably just ride them again, +130. But, you know, Berrios is a good pitcher for the Twins. So I'm definitely going to have to get a little lucky there. And then the last game I want to talk about are my Los Angeles Dodgers playing pretty good baseball as of late. Walker Buehler on the mound, $2 favorites against the Diamondbacks, and Zach Gallen, plus 160 for the D-backs, over under 8 runs, even money to the over under at minus 120. I do like the Dodgers at -1.5 even money here on the run line. I think that the Dodgers have been doing quite well. Dodgers have been playing quite well, good baseball, and been covering the run line in a lot of their games recently. I don't remember the exact number, but I think they've covered the run line in about 8 of the last 11 games. So I'm going to go Dodgers -1.5 even money here tonight. Any thoughts for you on this one?
That is a very smart bet. And the Dodgers right now, 27-10. And I'll tell you something, Ira, I hate to say this to you, but the 10 losses, I think I had them in 8 of those 10. I think I bet them in 8 of those 10. So I will tell you, I won't bet the Dodgers for you ever again this year. And the Dodgers will probably finish with, you know, 38, 39 wins, maybe be 40-20 at the end of the year, which is phenomenal. They are the team to beat in the National League and maybe all of baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers. That Mookie Betts was a great pickup in right field, and they're a tremendous team. So congrats on that. I hope you do well. I know other Dodger fans in the area here in New York. They like L.A. as well, so I don't root against them. I hope you do well. I hope you're happy with them, and hopefully you bet a future bet on them to win the whole thing this year.
Yeah, I'm just winning some hockey future bets right now. But anyways, guys, thanks so much for joining us. Go to mybookie.ag. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL. HOOPBALL, that's HOOPBALL, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L. Sign up, get a 100% match on your first deposit and a free $10 MLB future wager. Go to manscaped.com. Promo code HOOPBALL20, get 20% off and free shipping on the lawnmower 3.0. Go ahead and do that. I love mine. You should too. And you can always find me on Twitter. Have any questions, comments, answers to anything I said on the show today? At Ira Silver Magic. Russ, where are you at? At Russ Rambling, correct?
That is correct.
At Russ Rambling. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. We are at HoopBall Gaming, and that's a HoopBall presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.